This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Sydney Silvani. Two gang members are in custody after allegedly drugging, robbing, and killing an American Airlines flight attendant during an international layover. 32-year-old Eric Fernando Gutierrez Molina, based in Dallas-Fort Worth, vanished on March 22nd while visiting Medellin, Colombia. 5 days later, his body was found abandoned between the municipalities of Jericho and Puente Iglesias. The U.S. Embassy in Colombia announced that two men were arrested in Peru for Molina's death, 23-year-old Andreas Felipe Peña Corrales and 31-year-old William Olave Gamboa. The arrests were executed under Colombian warrants following a joint operation between Homeland Security Investigations offices in Bogota and Lima, alongside police in Colombia and Peru. Corrales escaped to Bogota before fleeing to Peru, where he was caught and transferred back to Colombia. Gamboa remains in custody in Lima, awaiting formal extradition. A third suspect, 24-year-old Maria del Carmen Gonzalez, was also arrested for her alleged involvement in the gang's operations. Police investigations revealed the men belonged to a gang targeting foreign citizens through digital dating platforms. Investigators say Molina was contacted through a dating app, met individuals at a nightclub in El Poblado, and accompanied them to a hotel. There, he was given a debilitating substance. Medellin Mayor Federico Gutierrez explained that the suspects allegedly stole money from Molina's bank accounts and took his jewelry before transporting his body to a remote wooded area. A forensic report determined Molina's cause of death was mechanical asphyxiation. Both Corrales and Gamboa face charges of aggravated homicide and aggravated robbery. In a statement on X, the U.S. Embassy in Colombia thanked local authorities for leading the investigation and reaffirmed their commitment to dismantling criminal networks targeting international travelers. More crime and justice news after this. A Hawaii Democratic congressional candidate is facing felony charges after a wild, profanity-laced beach confrontation was caught on camera days before a court appearance. U.S. House candidate Kareel Basin was knocked unconscious during an altercation at Keawaqapu Beach. Video footage shows Basin approaching beachgoers and aggressively demanding a man put his bag away.
Put your bag away, bro!
I told him if he wants to go to the hospital, come here!
The confrontation cooled briefly when Basin shook a person's hand, but the peace lasted only seconds. Basin turned toward another beachgoer, shouted an obscenity, and resumed arguing. When a man warned Basin not to speak to his girlfriend in that manner, Basin reacted with hostility.
Hey, you!
You're not my girls, right? You're not talking about my girls, right? Don't do that, dude.
The exchange escalated rapidly as Basin repeatedly asked what they were going to do and challenged another man to fight.
What are you going to do?
Go ahead. Just go. What are you going to do? Go ahead.
I didn't put him in the ground. I didn't put him in the ground. I couldn't put him in the ground. I can't.
Oh, you're going to hit women now.
Let's go, bro.
Go ahead.
I'm good.
Let him have it.
After a woman called him a child, Basin demanded to know what she said, threatened to put her in the hospital and in the ground, and hurled derogatory terms while walking away.
I'm a child. I'm 40 years old.
You should act like
it. Ground.
Moments later, Basin walked toward his belongings, where Kama Homan approached. Basin shoved Homan, triggering a scuffle. Basin stumbled backward over beach chairs, fell to the sand, got back up, and swung a chair at Homan. Homan, who has mixed martial arts training, knocked Basin unconscious with the left-right combination. After regaining consciousness, Basin stated he was going to jail before charging Homan again. A criminal complaint alleges Basin threatened multiple people, including threatening Homan with a 5-inch switchblade recovered by Maui police. At his initial court appearance, a judge maintained Basin's $1 million bail and ordered a mental health assessment. 7 teenagers were injured and an innocent driver was killed in a crash involving a stolen car in Maryland. The Montgomery County Police Department reports that at approximately 5:25 in the morning on Tuesday, August 4th, officers responded to a collision at Great Seneca Highway and Clopper Road in Germantown, involving a Toyota Matrix and a stolen Kia Optima. According to preliminary findings, the white Kia Optima, reported stolen from a Montgomery County residence hours after the crash, entered the intersection and struck the Toyota Matrix. The male driver of the Toyota Matrix died at the scene. Seven juveniles aged 12 to 15 inside the stolen Kia were injured. The teenage driver was hospitalized in critical condition, while remaining passengers were taken to trauma centers. The Montgomery County Fire and Rescue Service reported extricating trapped occupants from the wreckage. Photos showed the blue Toyota Matrix crushed and the Kia Optima overturned on a hedge. Witnesses reported seeing erratic driving and a car on fire following the impact. Montgomery County Police continue to investigate, with officials reminding parents to monitor their children's whereabouts. For more crime and justice news, be sure to join us for Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on Fox One, YouTube, SiriusXM, and now streaming on Tubi. With this crime alert, I'm Sydney Silvani.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.